Is it safe to challenge? Question number 132. If we are to prove all things, hold fast that which is good, and be ready always to give an answer to every man, that asks us a reason of the hope that is in us, then ought we not challenge those who are enemies of the shepherd's rod to prove it an error? Answer. Even those who have settled it once and for all that the shepherd's rod contains a heaven-sent message, not to mention those who are incapable of defending it in all its aspects, are in no wise justified in exposing their precious jewel of truth to the enemy, whose only aim is to take it away from them. Especially so when he is not coming with a promise to give them something that will replace that which they already have. They cannot afford to invite his challenge to prove whether or not he can cheat them of their treasure. When it is gone, the proof will be sad consolation. Placing themselves thus on Satan's vantage ground will make them guilty not only of the folly of presumptuousness but waste of time and of energy as well. It will be but inviting the devil to rob them of eternal life. All of us must guard our heavenly treasure with the utmost care and preserve our faith by studying to give an answer to every man that asks us a reason of the hope that is in us, but not by challenging him to ply us with deceitful questions, and then debating with him. If, though, for any compelling reason you assume the risk of meeting the enemy in this great spiritual warfare, then you must at least hold him to answer to the whole truth. Do not let him switch you to some certain moot point which no one, perhaps, at the moment could clear. Do not permit yourself to be backed into a defensive position, but rather keep yourself on the offensive, yet never debate. Do not forget that the enemy who seeks to take your crown is mightier than you, and that therefore if you are not absolutely settled on the message, then by all means rather than to study with its enemies, go study with its friends. Not until you have thus done all to let the messengers prove it right, and are still convinced that it is not present truth, can you rightly study with its opposers. Do all to make sure that someone does not cheat you of a message from the Lord. Let no man take thy crown. Revelation 3:11. Remember that if there is someone ready to undermine one truth, there is another one ready to undermine another truth, and so on, and on. In fact, the enemy is ready to dynamite every truth in existence, even the Bible itself, if you but give him the chance. Certain it is, though, that Satan does not begin to have as much room for an argument against the rod's truth as Sunday keepers have against the Sabbath truth. Ever bear in mind that the efforts made to retard the progress of truth will serve to extend its testimonies, volume 5, page 454, and that you will be promoted with it if you faithfully keep in the middle of the road, not running ahead with a zeal that is not according to knowledge. Our convictions need daily to be reinforced by humble, sincere prayer and reading of the Word. While we each have an individuality, while we each should hold our convictions firmly, we must hold them as God's truth and in the strength which God imparts. If we do not, they will be wrung from our grasp. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 401. Hence, for one who is settled in the truth and who is searching for more, to challenge the enemy is like putting one's sword in his hand and daring him to cut off one's head. Never challenge, therefore, but ever be ready to give the right answer intelligently and convincingly to every man. Never debate, but always teach the truth. Never go to an enemy or to an unbeliever of a message to prove it right or to prove it wrong. Rather, do all your proving with its friends, with its authors, those who know all about it,